Transit Realty offers everything necessary to help you successfully evaluate, acquire, and maintain any size property and maximize a property's potential value. Whether it's the first time you are purchasing a house or managing your next apartment complex, we are here to reach your real estate goals. Start investing now. We take the headaches, you keep the profit. Contact us at 262-232-8738 or visit us at smartassetrealty.com.
Se habla español.
Come on down to Mary Jane's on Main in downtown Waukesha. We are all things hemp. Edibles, flowers, chocolates, Delta 8, 10, P, and O. We also have clothing, shoes, jewelry, toiletries, but most importantly, education. Come into the store. Let me educate you on all things hemp. Whether you smoke it or wear it, come and get it at Mary Jane's on Main. Or you can see us every Saturday at the farmer's market. I'm Mary, and let me show you how hemp can help you.
The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. I'm Sam Butson with your headlines. Wisconsin Democratic lawmakers announced Thursday they once again plan to introduce a package of bills aimed to reducing the effects of climate change and supporting the clean energy transition despite opposition from Republican leaders. The climate and jobs package would seek to facilitate the transition from fossil fuels to clean renewable energy sources, as well as identify communities most vulnerable to climate change and a clean energy transition. It would create a fund for reducing the effects of facility closures or job layoffs in industries that rely on fossil fuels. It would also make a renewable energy program that would set a minimum goal for the amount of electricity that must be generated by a renewable source, as well as moving Wisconsin towards carbon-free electricity by 2040. Mainly sunny skies are in the forecast today with an expected high of 79 degrees. Winds up to 20 miles per hour with an overnight low of 47 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, a mom who, her 8-year-old daughter wanted to have a big bash. I mean, a really, really big bash, birthday party. Because her friends had these, and so she thought that she should get the same thing. Her mom felt extremely pressured to do it for her daughter, and even though she was not in the same financial capacity as her daughter's parents were, and she didn't know how to answer her daughter. She didn't know how to tell her that, listen, we can't afford it. And my thing is, and maybe it's because, you know, I didn't grow up with any of those things. And, you know, I never had a birthday party. It didn't mean that, you know, somebody didn't love you because you couldn't afford a birthday party for them. But that's part of what is wrong in this society. You've got an 8-year-old daughter. You don't know how to tell her that you can't afford those things and tell her that those are, that's what it is, a thing. A birthday party is a thing. A major birthday party is a bigger thing. And so when the focus is on those things, as opposed to, you know, maybe the family birthday party. You know, hey, you know, this is my daughter. I love you. We're going to do a family birthday party for you and do it here at home and because we can't afford anything else. But for heaven's sakes, if your daughter at 8 years old does not understand that, you haven't done the right thing in preparing that child for the real world, because the real world is going to be harsh and you can't always get the things that you want. That's really what that comes down to. You know, Sam, I was looking at while we're on those subjects, I was looking at 9 steps to marrying a rich man. Do you know any of them?
If I did, I would not be sitting here, let me tell you right now. Please share.
And I had to laugh because it's almost like, you know, going after an animal, hunting an animal, right? I've got 9 steps on, and, you know, I'm going to give you.
Hold on, let me grab a pen.
Yeah. on how to marry a rich man. So, you know, first thing is, if you're an average person, how do you even get around a rich person, right? A rich man. Rich man's not hanging out at Burger King, right? Rich man's not hanging out at the corner bar. A rich man is moving in circles where rich people are. And normally, they don't allow you in those circles unless you are what? Now, this is what I'm saying. This is not in the definition of the 9 things you need. But certainly 2 of the things you're going to need to get in the circles of a rich man, if you're a woman, is you're going to have to be beautiful. That's number one.
Well, I'm out. Oh, man.
I mean, that's number one. And you're going to have a drop-dead figure, right?
If you're rich, liposuction, hey, I'll be down for any lipo or plastic surgery.
No, I'm not talking about after you marry him.
Right, but
I'm
I could be whatever he wants me to look like if he just marries me.
Well, you know. The chances of him marrying somebody or even getting around him is she's going to have those 2 things from the onset.
Right.
And everything else comes afterwards. But those are the 2 things. And so sometimes, I don't know if I should be having this conversation. I'm married. And I've been married for over 40 years. So I'm reading the article, okay? So it's not me. I'm not the person saying this. This is from this article. And if you want to marry a rich person, you have to fit into their world. Rich people are used to the finest wines, designer clothes, the best cars, and the biggest houses. Well, Sam, do you fit in any of those categories?
Not quite.
Okay. You mean you don't know what, you haven't been drinking the finest wines?
You know, even if I did, my palate wouldn't even be able to handle it.
Do your research. So, you know, you got to prepare yourself. Hone your body language skills. It's time to get down to research. Think about where you want to end up living in the world. Wait a minute. That's amazing to me that the people are thinking like that. Well, where do I want to live in the world? I can't get there myself, but I'm going to hook up with a man who I know I'll hunt him until I find the right man who can take me to those places. I may not be able to get there myself, but I'm definitely going to find somebody who's going to help me make it to those destinations. That's still amazing to me that there are people who think like that, but I guess there are. What do I know? I'm only a man.
Why work when you can take advantage of someone?
Again, I'm only a man. I wouldn't know any of those things. Choose your target. Oh, okay. So that's how you guys do it. There's a target.
Once we're locked in, it's, you know, there's no hope.
When you are choosing your target, keep in mind how he made his money. This is because you're going to be involved in that world from now on. So if you hate motor racing, don't go to the dragway. If golf isn't your thing, then forget about Tiger Woods. Obviously, I am aiming high for you with these names, but you get the idea. If you bag a rich guy, the least you can do is support him in his endeavors. If you bag a rich guy.
That's sweet. You support him.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're bagging him.
Details.
Premeditated. You set out premeditatedly to trap this sucker who doesn't know what he's getting into. Cunning, conniving, all those things, right? Join a matchmaking site for rich people.
That's where I went wrong. You know, I met my boyfriend on dating apps for the us poor people.
Well, they talk about dating apps too. You really did.
I did.
I don't, you know, personally, and maybe it's because it was so long before there was such a thing as dating apps. But I know there are a lot of people who do that.
I feel like it's one of the only ways nowadays, honestly. I really
do. To meet people?
Yeah. I have an app for looking for friends like that, too. Like a dating app for friends.
Look, you guys are young people, and it's, you know, I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. I know it's weird, but, like, honestly, nowadays, especially with COVID, there's not many ways to, it's hard to make friends or make, you know, partners or whatever.
Wow. Now, I can tell you that our generation, we can't even begin to, you know, even think about that.
Mm-hmm. My parents were concerned when I was on those dating apps, but
hey, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Do you understand that? Do you understand the people with dating apps and I know we're not young, but what are your thoughts? If your daughter, your granddaughter, was looking to make friends on the dating apps, what would you think? Obviously, Sam has been fortunate, but there are a whole lot more opportunities that have not gone the right way. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. I love.